this would be a different flavor.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. What do you get when you mix Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with Tic Tacs? Well, a possible rival to Kraft's bid for the British chocolate maker Cadbury. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Hershey and Ferrero, the Italian maker of Tic Tacs and Nutella, they're in talks with banks to beat Kraft to the deal. Marketplace's Christopher Worth has our story.
Kraft has been eyeing Cadbury for months. It's offered around $16 billion for the company, a bid that Cadbury says is too low. Now, Hershey might be getting into the game with the help of Ferrero, which is in a strong financial position. David Bailey of Coventry University says Hershey could be Cadbury's white knight bidder.
I think strategically it makes more sense a Hershey-Cadbury-Ferrero link-up than Cadbury falling into a huge American conglomerate which produces everything from Maxwell House coffee through to cheese slices. Cadbury doesn't need Kraft for anything. It's been doing very well on its own.
Bailey says the key for either bidder is access to the fast-growing Indian market, where Cadbury has a strong presence. And for Ferrero, any involvement with the deal would allow them to tap into the lucrative British sweet tooth. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
And how sweet are British stocks this morning? Well, London's FTSE is up 0.5%, and European markets are there in general today. Asian markets lost 0.5% or so. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 30 points to 10,437, and that's its highest close in more than a year. The S&P 500 was flat. The Nasdaq rose 0.25%, so the Dow is up 725 points this month. And how often do we bring you good news from Detroit? The 2010 Ford Fusion has been named Motor Trend Magazine's Car of the Year. U.S. Fusion sales are up 15% so far this year, despite a 25% drop in car sales overall. And the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is out with its latest tests, and Ford shows up there too. Ford and its Volvo unit got the most safety awards with 6. Followed by 5 apiece for Subaru and Volkswagen with its Audi division.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as The Splendid Table, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Yesterday, Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, made an astonishing statement about the credit crisis. He said, "We participated in things that were clearly wrong and have reason to regret." And he went on to apologize for them. Later in the day, the company announced a $500 million initiative to help small businesses across the country. Now, the company did not make an explicit connection between the two. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is in New York, where the program 10,000 Small Businesses will get its start, and she joins us live. Hi, Elisa.
Good morning.
Is this a PR move?
You know, if you believe what Goldman says, then no. Nobody said, we did these bad things, and so we're going to do this good thing to make up for it. Goldman says it's been working on this project for something like a year, so that means it predates a lot of the financial crisis and certainly all the public relations mess that's come since. But there is the Warren Buffett connection. He's one of the chairs of the advisory board. He says Goldman approached him about a month ago to get involved. And some people have pointed out that not only is he a big shareholder in the company, but he's also got a reputation for being really straight up and honest.
Okay, so PR move or not, Elisa, would you outline the program for us?
So it has three parts. The first is education. It gives small business owners access to business programs or business education programs at community colleges and other institutions. The second is mentoring and networking connections both in the community and at Goldman. And the third is money. The bank's going to invest $300 million in loans and philanthropic support.
And what sorts of businesses are we talking about here?
This is not startup capital. They're looking for businesses in underserved communities. They want firms that have been around for at least 2 years and have at least 4 full-time employees. And they're really looking for businesses where there's potential for more jobs to be created in the future.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth joining us from our New York bureau. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The government would like to help small businesses as well. The Treasury Department and Small Business Administration are sponsoring a forum today to get money flowing that way again. From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Scratch the surface at many small businesses, and you can see the credit crunch up close and personal. Reduced credit lines, bank loans called in, canceled credit cards, and the consequences, laid off workers and reduced inventory. The stimulus package passed by Congress made it easier for banks to make SBA loans and waived fees to borrowers, and that helped a lot, says Bob Coleman, who puts out a report on small business lending.
That lending is up 40% over what it was in the dark days of November and December.
Still, problems are looming. SBA is running out of stimulus money earlier than expected, and new initiatives like higher loan limits and bailout money for community banks haven't kicked in yet. And Coleman says there's only so much SBA can do if big banks that got bailouts don't start lending again.
I believe the criticism of the larger banks not lending enough is valid. But in their defense, the regulators have been very tough, i.e. clean up that balance sheet, be risk adverse.
And with banks still failing at record rates, it'll probably be a while before the survivors loosen up lending. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, they're calling it the recession tree. South Carolina usually buys its statehouse Christmas tree from next door in North Carolina. But this year they went bargain hunting and found a cheaper dealer in Pennsylvania. The tree they got is shorter than usual, and there were some shipping problems. Columbia TV station WIS reports some residents are disappointed.
It looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. All the branches are trimmed off of it. It's got a big hole in it.
However, this passerby felt differently.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. Maybe it just needs a little love.
Some diversity of opinion there in Columbia, South Carolina. This is Marketplace Morning Report. Thanks for tuning in. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.